Good morning. My name is Annie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the KAN 2.0 implementation conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, simply press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Becca Ross, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the call. We have our three MCO partners with us, as well as KDAD, First Data, and DXC, our enrollment broker. We are continuing these calls every Thursday morning through March. We'll assess towards the end of March whether or not we need to continue them or how frequently. The recordings and scripts for each call are available on the front page of the KAN website. Also, a reminder that open enrollment continues through April 3rd, and that each MCO's customer service number can also be found on the KAN website. With that, I'll turn it over to Aetna for their update. Are you on mute, Keith? We'll circle back to Aetna. Let's go on to Sunflower.
Hi, Stephanie. This is Doug Kleist with Sunflower. Are you on the call?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. This is Stephanie Rasmussen with Sunflower Health Plan. I just have one update for today, and that is that we are continuing to enter the HCBS authorizations that we had received a few weeks ago in a second file from Amerigroup. We should have those authorizations entered within the next week or two, and if you have any issues or questions around a missing HCBS authorization for a person previously supported by Amerigroup, please reach out to our HCBS provider relations team, and we'll try to help resolve those issues as quickly as we can. Becky, that's all I have for today.
Okay, thank you. How about United?
Hi, good morning. This is Carrie Kimes with UnitedHealthcare, and we have a similar update as Sunflower. Overall, our day-to-day operations are going as we would expect. Not seeing any major spikes or things out of the ordinary. We're done with the load of the transition of care files, but we are hearing from providers about onesie-twosies that weren't on the file or that were missed. We have processes in place to providers make us aware of that, and then we reach out to the state to see if Amerigroup has that information. We're working through that on a case-by-case basis now that the files are fully loaded, so providers can continue to reach out to their advocate or to the care coordinator and let us know if they think there are transition auths missing, and we're working through those as we come across them. Other than that, things are going well, and that is our update for today.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Okay, Aetna, are you ready for your update?
I think their line might be muted by the operator.
Annie, have you muted the line of Keith Wisdom? He's one of the speakers and needs to be unmuted.
No, ma'am. I think the line of Keith has been disconnected. I'm still checking for his line.
Okay.
Give me one moment, please.
All right. I think while that's happening, we'll move on to First Data. Candace?
We need to dial.
Oh, sorry.
It looks like we need to dial back in. Everyone, this is Candace Cobb. We are noticing that the bulk of authorizations in the transition of care are loaded.
Hello.
I think I just heard. as well.
Okay, Candace, let's see if Aetna can give us their update. Sorry about that.
Certainly.
Becky, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know why we were talking into the mic, but it wasn't working earlier, so we must have been muted somehow. So sorry for the technical difficulty. So this is Keith Wisdom from Aetna, and have five updates want to give. Revisit what we said last week, critical access hospitals. There was a slight underpayment on inpatient claims. It impacted 44 facilities and 441 claims. We're working through the claims project. The hospitals do not need to do anything. We're working on a claims project to reprocess the additional payment. That one and this one are on the claims logs. There's a preventative E&M code that there was a change in state reimbursement and that we did not catch, and the system has since been updated, and a claims project will be completed. Again, no provider action is needed for that. Last week, the rural health centers were discussed, and a concern that some claims were paid fee-for-service instead of encounters. We're looking at December 2018 bulletins what impact that may have had from December 2018 forward, and we're vetting the correction and the claims impact. Next, there were some questions on third-party liability and whether or not we had the blanket denial exception list implemented. And we can confirm that our claims configuration was accurate, and so those are loaded in our system. So any third-party liability related services that should not be denied for third-party liability will process correctly. And then finally, a provider brought up sterilizations, and we talked about how we would be altering sometime soon the prior authorization requirement. And that will, when we make a prior auth update, we will notify people. But for now, providers, if they had denials for no prior authorization, they can send a copy of the claim form and the consent form to our Overland Park address on Indian Creek Parkway, address it to Grievance and Appeals, and put attention claims reconsideration, and we'll address those. They can also call our provider experience line if they have questions, but we will do a claims reconsideration on that if the consent form was signed before the procedure as required by the state. And those are our updates. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, Candace, now I think you're ready for first data.
Thank you. Good morning again. This is Candace Cobb with First Data. I wanted to say that as all the MCOs have reported, we are seeing that we have fewer authorization issues, although we still have some. And for those, we are researching any authorization issues that we receive at our help desk, collaborating then with that specific MCO contact that we have. So know that you have a team of folks. If you have a problem with a missing authorization or with duplicate authorizations, do let us know, as well as letting the MCO know. We are working through some coding issues that has taken some time with differences in coding, and when that happens, I do reach out to the KDADS program manager. So as those come up, have been taken care of. Again, it is very important if you want a ticket created so that we can track and research your issue to call our help desk, and that is 1-800-441-4667, 1-800-441-4667. If you need to email them screenshots, or want to explain your issue in writing, please do so at authenticcare.support@firstdata.com, firstdata, all one word, .com. Again, my email address is candace.cobb@firstdata.com, and you can reach me at 785-727-6044. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you. All right, Annie, I think we're ready to open up the line for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Presenters, we have a question from the line of Ruth Cornwall. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning. My question is for Aetna. Keith, two quick questions. One, on the preventative E&M code, could you indicate which code that is? And then on the sterilization prior, am I understanding then that Aetna will not be going back and reprocessing those claims, or are they supposed to send in the claim to grievance and appeals? Could you repeat that?
Yeah, so on the sterilization, those were on our prior authorization list to obtain the consent form, and they have not been removed from it yet. We're in the process of updating those, and we have to give proper notice if we're going to change that. So, no, we are not automatically reprocessing claims, but we will definitely reconsider them if the right, because the reason for the prior auth was to get the consent form, and so we'll definitely, if that has been appropriately done, reconsider the claim and process it.
And then,
regarding E&M, I'll turn it over to...
Yeah, on the preventative E&M codes, this is Kim Glenn, that was the stuff that was sent in a bulletin early in the year, and we're getting those, our systems reconfigured to take account for those codes, and we are in the process of getting the claims report done so that we can get those claims reprocessed. At this point, I don't know how many claims we have or what the liability is, but it is on the claims resolution log.
Okay. Kim, you can't speak to which E&M code it is. Is it the Canby Health?
I do not know. It was what came out in the January bulletin. We can follow up directly with you on that, Ruth. I don't have that bulletin with me right at the moment.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, but it was the preventative E&M code update.
Thanks.
But I'll make sure Mike gets that to you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Gail Herndon. Your line is open.
Hi, I'm with OCCK, and this is for Aetna. I downloaded our first major payment yesterday, and we had 37 claims that the client obligation was not deducted from. So that's just from the first payment. So we've been overpaid $12,500 and some odd dollars. When is this going to be fixed? We ran into this with your predecessor when they first started up, and it took them 2 years to correct this. So hopefully this isn't going to repeat itself.
We will, Gail, we'll reach out to you to get the information and then investigate the issue and the proper resolution.
Okay.
Can we get your phone number so somebody on the team can reach back out to you?
Yes, I'll give you my cell phone number. It's 785-819-3456.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for catching that, Gail, and we'll reach out to you.
Okay, thank you.
Presenters, we have another question from the line of John Cordell. Your line is open.
Hi, yes. I'm with Life Patterns, and this is my questions are for Aetna. I actually have two. What is the expected response on to get from the provider experience email or a rep? Because I'm experiencing about a week and still not getting an answer. And then also you said something about the third-party insurance for hospitals or whoever to resubmit their claims. What about providers like us who do FMS and PCS payroll who got denied for invalid prior insurance or an attachment, other documentation is required to adjudicate this claim service? Those are my requests from the provider experience email, and I haven't been able to get a response.
Okay. So apologize for the turnaround times you're experiencing. It should not take a week for us to provide a response. I think there's a little confusion there on the TPL item I brought up. There wasn't anything about a claims project. It was confirming that the blanket denial exception list was properly implemented in our claim system, so there wasn't any correction. Now, I do want to make sure our team's working with you on the issue you're having trouble resolving. And so your question relates to, is it third-party liability?
Well, I got denied for these two codes, 525 or 550 or 252, an attachment other documentation is required to adjudicate this claim service, and N4, missing/incomplete/invalid prior insurance carriers EOB. And we should be covered under not having to provide insurance to get paid a claim. The T1019, the T2040U2, the S5126, UB, and U6 codes should be not on the exempt list.
Okay. Then we will follow up with you in those details to make sure you know that there isn't an issue there. So can we get your phone number?
Yeah, it's
785-273-7189. 273-7189? Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, John. We'll be in contact.
Again, everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. We have another question from the line of Kathy Anderson. Your line is open.
Yes, I'm calling from an ophthalmology practice, Wichita, Kansas. We're having credentialing issues with all three of the providers. We've been referred to the carve-out for Involve and Ocular Benefits, and we've filled out applications. We've been told by Aetna that we can go ahead and file out of network because we do have a KMAP number. We were not previously in the CanCare system at all, so we're new to KMAP and new to all the carriers. But we're just still having credentialing issues. I contact people, and they ask for more information, and we still don't have our credentialing finalized with any of the three providers. Can we get some more information on what we need to do on that?
Could you give us the provider name again, please?
The provider is Central Plains Eye MDs. We're an ophthalmology practice in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, sorry. And your first name was Kathy?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
If we can get your contact information, we'll just need to have our, we'll need to reach out and get some specific information, and then we can give specific details on where the credentialing application is in our process for United. So if you can share with us your phone number, we'll have somebody reach out to you today.
Okay. This is for all three providers. As far as I know, we've been working on this several months, and we still do not have confirmation that we're able to file claims. In fact, I called on one of our Sunflower patients who had Medicare and then Sunflower Secondary, and I called and was told that we could not file that claim because we weren't in the system, even though we had filled out all the information and everything for that payer. So, yeah, my number is 316-712-4970, extension 451.
Hey, Kathy. Hi, this is Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. I just wanted to check with you since you're on the call. Do you have you registered for a KMAP ID number? I just wanted to check to make sure you've done that process.
Yes, back in October, okay. We didn't have any problems doing that.
Right.
But we just cannot seem to get information. We didn't even know about the carve-outs. We started out trying to credential with Sunflower and Aetna and UnitedHealthcare, and then we found out about all these carve-outs that our applications were just being bumped to these carve-outs. And so we're dealing with SkyGen and Involve and some other people. UnitedHealthcare hasn't gotten back to us. I think they have a carve-out, but we haven't had any information about that at all. We are in the system for Aetna and UnitedHealthcare. We've not been in Sunflower, but we do have a KMAP number.
Okay. Kathy, this is Doug Kleiss with Sunflower. We'll make sure someone reaches out today to you and give you an update.
Okay. Thanks, Doug.
Yep, just a quick question for United. Do you do both medical and routine vision? It just lets us know which, since we have a vision vendor who handles our routine vision, that would be with our vendor March Vision. If you're doing medical vision, then we'll also need to work with you directly.
Well, we've seen the March Vision on some things, but no one from UnitedHealthcare has ever contacted us about credentialing with March. Every time I call UnitedHealthcare, they ask me for one other thing. They ask me for a tax ID number or one other piece of information, but they never come back and tell me anything about the credentialing.
And we don't do routine vision. We are medical surgical.
Yeah. We do medical and surgical. We don't do glasses or anything routine. We just do on referrals for glaucoma and retinal evaluations.
Okay, so if it's medical only, that would be United. So that, thank you. That clarifies who we need to work with. Thank you.
Kathy, thank you.
Did I hear you correctly? You're in the commercial network or Medicare network for Aetna and United?
Yes.
Okay.
Both of those.
For 2 years.
Yeah. Have been forever, but we haven't been in the CanCare product. We haven't been a KMAP provider until this year.
This is Keith Wisdom from Aetna. Could you repeat your phone number again?
316-712-4970, extension 451.
Thank you. You will reach out.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from the line of Ruth Cornwall. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. My question is for the state. When I go to the KMAP website and click on the claims resolution log, it takes me to the bulletin search. When I back out of that and go back a little further to the main page, and I try to click on Aetna, but it's just the Aetna information. It's not claims resolution. Can we get the needed link on the CanCare issues log active into the Bright Place?
Hey, Ruth, this is Maria Montgomery. Can you repeat your question?
Yes.
You're having problems.
You're having problems viewing the CR log, is that correct?
Right. I go to the KMAP website, and I click on claims resolution log, and it, when I click on claims resolution, it takes me to the bulletin search.
Okay.
Can send you the link. I can send you the link, Maria.
Well, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, that's correct. And then it brings the list of bulletins, and the CR log is located in there, the open and closed version, mm-hmm. in the list.
On the bulletin search log?
Yeah.
Yes, they've always been there.
Yeah.
So if you click on the bulletin button,
oh, I see. So
it should bring you
up
the list.
Yeah. Got it. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions from the line presenters. You may continue.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us on the call today. We will be here again next Thursday. Have a great day.
This concludes today's conference call. Everyone, you may now all disconnect. Thank you for participating. You have a good day.